Today is August 10th, 1990. Brent and Joy are here at the home of Aunt Jewel B. Furness, and we're going to interview her to tell us a little bit more about her father and her family life.
First of all, I have a series of questions today, Aunt Jewel. We'd like to know about the last few years of your father, Hiram, and his funeral and what you recall of that.
Well, let's see. It was in September of 1938 when he had a cerebral hemorrhage, and they dashed him to the hospital, and they had three shifts around the day of nurses. So my father could pay for it. And when they notified me, we were in the process of building a new home and a store, and we were right, and we were on a deadline where we had to get out, but we had to let the plaster dry for about a week. So then I came down, and when I first went into the room, they were administering to my father, and he seemed to be lucid for a little while because he recognized me. Said, "Oh, I wish you hadn't put a mortgage on that house.
Huh.
It was only $3,500. He'd have been alive and seen the rest of it. When we went to $20,000, that'd been a different story." But he always maintained cash. And so anyway, he always had it. But he was sick, quite sick there.
For how long before he passed away?
And it's about another week. He passed away on September 18th, 1938. 7 years after my mother did. She died in 31.
Were you with him when he died?
No. Eris was. We stayed until 2 o'clock in the morning of the 18th, and Eris said to Della, Gladys and I, "You might just as well go. I'll stay here." Because for a whole week, it was kind of bad at night, so the doctor just missed the nurses. And by morning, he rallied, and so they were called back. And that went on for a week, till it come to this 18th night, or 18th day. And he said, "I can't tell anything about this." So he says, "We'll just play it by ear today." But just before he went, the day before, I and the nurse was alone in the afternoon. She was to watch him, and all of a sudden she jumped up, turned the light on over him, and looked at his hands, and skin was going blue. So out the room she went, and come back with whoever the fellow was there in attendance at that day, and the head nurse. Then they called in Dr. Jensen, who was a father, whose dad was his father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in, and when he got there, healthy thing, the blue stuff had quit in his hands, and he said to her, "Well, is this one of yours?" Because she told me afterwards that they didn't like her too well, but I don't know why. But I said, "I know that was blue." "Well, had I ever seen anybody?" And I said, "Doctor, my last baby died in my arms, and his lips and nails all started going blue," and he was gone in an hour or two after that. So anyway, they said they will wait then another day, but see, the next day it did happen. And I was glad he didn't go on longer, because Mother was about, well, not quite 2 years. And it was terrible to watch people die a little at a time. And so I always thought I'd like to go at least that fast, but...
Your father was in the hospital at the time?
Yes.
The D hospital?
D hospital. And had Mother and his other wife had been taken care of by the Lindquist Mortuary.
Mm-hmm.
And Olive finally really protested the fact. We were all in one little conference room, both families that were there at the time. And Dad wanted to go, you know, his preferences were, his wives were. But Olive is a very good friend of Lige Larkin's wife, who Larkin is the Larkin mortuary. And she said they felt bad that every time Dad, you know, took this other one. So anyway, they prevailed for Olive's sake and went to Larkin's. But it was nice because we all met at the home when Larkin came up after we had checked, you know, on the casket and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He came up and to write article in the paper and what to say and that. And Marion was there from Salt Lake and she said, I want these big pictures. They were, what do you call them? Had big frames on, gilt
mm-hmm.
frames.
Mm-hmm.
Of Mother and Mel, you can put Aunt Annie to Aunt Anna there too and around the room. And Larkin said, no, just leave all pictures out.
Hmm.
Especially big ones like that would take so much room. And though she had the viewing at the home at 2149 Manson, Utah.
Hmm.
And he said he had known my mother, Anna Bluth, when she was a young girl. I don't know what he was doing in that neighborhood. Oh, it was an older cousin of Mother's that he'd been there to see. And Mother and them were younger, and they were just in the swings playing around. He was saying how beautiful she was. And considering there were two families they represented there, he was very, very good knowing both families. And I didn't really would have given him that he would have the knowledge and the way to he handled all sides.
That's
and
cool.
It went over very nicely and we all felt good about it. I don't know if Marion did or not because he checked one or two things, but anyway, it was very nice and I hope my dad was pleased because I know that that wasn't where he wanted to go in.
What happened to those large pictures that you're referring to?
I don't know. Those pictures they had there were of Christianity.
Oh, that side of the family and, probably got them there.
And Mother, she had had them long before. All that, when they kind of broke up his housekeeping. Well, all those big pictures we had at 918, but when we moved to 904, Mother didn't put any of those big ones up. I even had a big one when I was a baby, and I had taken it off to put a small one in my book. But when I was checking through my hope chest, whatever you want to call it, this last year, I come across where I had taken the picture. I guess I left the frame for Byron to get rid of because he's the one who took the house over after Dad left there. He bought 904 from the rest of us.
So,
but I still had this big picture, but I decided there's no one after me would want a big picture like that. I happened to have it. Oh, God.
Frame.
Well, I don't know what happened to him.
I have a question about the funeral, Aunt Jewel. I would presume because Hiram Belt was such a famous man that here in Ogden that there would have been a large turnout, a lot of people. They had a viewing the night before, perhaps, and then the...
Yeah, it was a viewing. It was in the daytime, for some reason,
rather.
Mm-hmm. That they had, and they had it there at the home on Madison.